Good morning. Happy Easter. Yeah, I'll try. If you can't hear me, do this. In telling my journey of becoming a Christian, I want to rush to where I am. For through Christ, I have found forgiveness, love, and most importantly, hope. So today, before you hear my story, I first want to say this. Every human being has a story. No two are the same. Yet there is always the divine gift of connection to others when we are willing and able to share, especially the story, our journey of our faith. My story begins in January of 1963, the month I was born a daughter to two amazing parents. Why the word amazing? Because like me, they have had their own stories, ones of struggles, abundant love, devotion, determination, and the commitment of having their own family and seeing it through. And through it all, my family has stayed intact and has been blessed with more family members being added to our family tree. My parents are still here with me, for which every day I am grateful. I will not go into their stories, for they are their stories, not mine. As a very young child, an evil presence was to become part of my story and my personal struggles. An evil presence at times so horrific that it tore at my soul, heart, and mind. It was the catalyst that caused me to believe I was worthless, to fill me with tremendous shame, guilt, and loneliness. I spent a lot of my time asking myself and God, what did I do to cause this? Why me, God? Why do you hate me so? Why can't or won't you stop this? And I found myself asking God on many occasions, please just take me to heaven. So far, this story shows two things. Evil is very real in this world we live in, and for me, so was God. Although he was real to me and a place of comfort at times, he was also a source of constant fear because I believed he knew all and he too was angry with me and held me responsible for what was going on and that he was punishing me for it. This evil became so entwined with my everyday life that by the time I had reached the very early part of my teen years, it became how I lived. The evil events themselves had pretty much come to an end, but the ramifications of such evil stayed with me. I had become my own self-destructing influence in my thoughts and actions in my life. I believed all that I felt and breathed from this injustice to my inner core. All of the shame, unworthiness, and self-hate consumed me. How could I ever become anything else but this useless human being taking up space? How could God ever forgive me? How could I honestly forgive others? How could I ever forgive myself? Because of these beliefs, I felt I was such a burden to those around me that my mere existence was just a constant reminder of how awful and dark I was. I would ask God to forgive me for what I was going to do, and then I would try and take my life. This sort of thought process and actions continued for many years. In the early 80s, I fell in love, and in this person, I put all my trust and love, hopes and dreams. I thought of him as my rescuer, as my God. My faith was all now in him. We became engaged and planned for a fall wedding, but I was to become pregnant before the wedding was to take place. I broke off the engagement. I was filled with shame and overwhelming fear. Now look what I have done. I had left my hometown and stayed with a friend in Toronto. Only she and I knew of my pregnancy. I was confused and scared. Yet inside, I became aware of a different love. I'm not sure how to explain this, but I felt a love beyond my understanding. I felt a kind of love that was beyond what I thought love was. So again, I began turning to God in my thoughts and questions. Is this from you, God? Even as I am and where I am in my life? You are blessing me with this love, but why? Don't you know I am not deserving? This was the beginning of a journey of the changing in my beliefs in myself and in life, the beginning to learning to love myself. I got back together with the father of my baby, which was actually twins, and we married. But soon after, the strong evil darkness that I carried, an evil that was being perpetrated in my marriage towards me, would fight to intercede between this fragile journey of faith and love. In this place of fighting the outside influences of evil and my internal darkness, I once again turned to what I had internalized and was experiencing in life. I was again back to a place of self-loathing, deep in my judgments of unworthiness and in my perceived self-value and by the treatment of others. Again, I was feeling unworthy and hopeless to the point of trying to end my life. But there was indeed a shift in my life, even then. Because through these many dark places, my gift from God, my children, would still continue to be at the forefront against my bitter battle with evil. My marriage ended in divorce, for which I thought I would be condemned forever. Again, a soul in anguish, I looked to God for forgiveness. Could this be forgiven? How many sins could God forgive me for? How could this God ever love me again? This continued as I raised my three children as best as I could, but I felt I was ruining their lives. The freedom from the great pain in my marriage became a little easier as the days, months, and years passed. I continued with counseling to help me sort out my thinking process, and I had also begun working at a part-time job that I loved and became surrounded by people who accepted me as I was. Then came the time for my children to leave home and to try and find their own way in life. Excuse me. I was so grateful that both of my girls had found their faith in Christ earlier in their lives, even with all the turmoil of a broken family unit and a very broken mom. I became intrigued by this newness in them, this boldness to venture forward, knowing God was with them. It truly takes a village to raise a child. There were so many who stepped up to help them in ways that I could not. My son went to live with his dad to try and establish his relationship with him. My son has not yet accepted Christ, but I pray that as God continues to knock, that one day he will answer. And what an awesome life-changing experience he will have and will no longer have to journey by himself. Again, I found myself at a crossroads with all my children leaving my home. For what I had relied on to help me see some light in my life, my children, and thus my purpose in living, have now all gone on their own journeys. I battled with just giving up, succumbing to the darkness, or trying to find my place and purpose. During this time, God placed in my life strong Christian people, and they too accepted me just as I was. Donna Chapman, Bruce Coombs, Elaine Paparoski, to name just a few. And of course, this church family. This compassion and embrace of acceptance helped me to pick up from where I was and to find out who I was. But more importantly, who was this God that everyone believed in? Where were they getting their strength from? Their shining light of their lives. Who was this God who would love me through grace? As my journey in finding myself expanded, God led me to another place in the community. Here I met people who struggled with such darkness as I did, yet seemed to have found their way through. Some believers, some not. It didn't matter, for we are all human beings trying to figure out where we fit in life. Slowly, I became more outgoing and productive in a positive way. Through their acceptance of me and their constant assurance that I was more than my darkness, I flourished. I became an employee of this establishment and began reaching out to those who were still deeply in their darkness and shining my light. This new me became grateful and more at peace with myself and where my life was headed. I was not comfortable in just accepting that this was all by chance and by my work alone. Even though I was growing stronger in my self-esteem, my desire of filling that void in me continued. I started to venture into a life of Christianity. It was an internal fight against all that had been evil in my life and to find the peace offered by God in this struggle. Slowly, through prayer and the love of my church family, the pull towards Christ began to win the fight against the ramifications of evil that dwelled in my heart. Then one day, I just opened my heart to Christ, confessed my sins, and accepted him as my personal Savior, the Son of God. A while later, it became a longing to be baptized, to let go of what was, and to be washed anew. On the second day of Advent, December 7th of 2014, I was baptized. I am hard-pressed to explain the transformation that took place, but I just knew from this day forward, I was not alone, that I was one of Christ's children. My heart and soul became one of internal light, gratitude, and love. During all this time of change in my life, I was also blessed to have my Glenn. We have been in each other's lives for quite some time. Early in our relationship, he had his first stroke. Although he recovered almost completely, it caused a 4 to 5 year separation in our relationship. Then one day, my mom had experienced a TIA, a mini stroke. My parents had a lot of trials as they negotiated the waters of this illness. So I called Glenn to ask to meet for coffee as I wanted to know how a stroke affects a person. This way, I could help my mom with better understanding. After that meeting for coffee, well, like they say, the rest is history. Our relationship picked up again, and we have never looked back. In October 2010, he was stricken with 2 more strokes. When he got out of the hospital in London, he moved in with me. Over time, his health improved some, and this new normal became our normal. Jokingly, I said to him, "While we've been engaged for some time now, don't you think we should get married before you die on me?" One thing you learn when someone you love has a serious illness is humor is good for the soul too. So on September 22nd, 2012, we were married before God, family and friends, right here in this church. What a blessing God has given me. This man is a gentle soul, slow to anger, and a peace about him that I treasure. During my continued journey of seeking and asking questions about God and the Bible, I found that Glenn had a vast knowledge of Bible stories. Where in the Bible I could find them, or was at least familiar to what I was looking for. And he was ever so patient. When I would come home from church service and tell him all about what I had heard, how my heart was busting with love, I asked him so many questions. It must have been like a child at Christmas time telling their parents what Santa had brought them. Sadly, on January 1st, 2016, Glenn suffered yet another stroke. This stroke took its toll on his physical and mental capabilities. The care for Glenn to stay in the home was a huge undertaking. I became a strong advocate. I had to learn what was available in the community to help and what wasn't, to ask the hard questions and demand the help required, which was somewhat available. Even though at times I felt broken, defeated, and lost, God never left my side. I cried out to him so many times. My soul was hurting to its core, not just for myself, but for my Glenn. For the next 2 years, our journey was one akin to a roller coaster ride, but our relationship stayed strong, not only strong, but grew deeper, for we leaned on each other, cried together, and fought for our relationship. Eventually, I had to face the reality, even with a strong relationship, full-time caregiving was too much for one person to tackle. So my Glenn was put on the list for Norview, and 12 months later, he was admitted to Norview. So now, once again, we are adapting to our new normal, finding our way, learning as we go. Change is hard, unavoidable, and full of choices. It can make one feel bitter, angry, but most of all, scared. I knew I did not want to become bitter, nor let darkness try and take hold of me again. I prayed, I wept, I yelled in my pillow, I bared my heart to family and friends. I dug deep to not let it consume me and become my way of life. And never once did God forsake me. He was and is always there. All I have to do is pray. So it has been a few years since my acceptance of Christ's calling, and here I am, sharing my journey, sharing my light of Christ. My heart is His, and I continue to seek out what it is that Christ wants of me. I yearn for knowledge of what He expects of me, and how to carry myself with humbleness, love, grace, gratitude, and servitude of being one of His children. Thank you.